This is Exploring Mind and Body with Trueform's Drew Tadia, fitness expert on 96.5 CKFM.
Good evening, listeners. My name's Drew Tadia. You're listening to Exploring Mind and Body with Trueform. The goal of this show is to help you learn a little bit more about health and fitness. But before we get started, I'm going to tell you about myself. I've been a world traveling athlete. I've been to Australia. I've been to Germany. I played all over the U.S., from California to Florida and many places in between. All my experience and everything I've been through with athletics and through my travels, I've been able to direct that towards being a fitness trainer and helping others reach their goals. You want to hear my first baseball story? Me and my brothers showed up at a park. We were like, I don't know how old we were, 10 years old, and never been involved in organized sports, and we showed up to the baseball field with a tennis ball. So me and my brother were throwing around this tennis ball, and everyone else had hard balls. So it was a great story because, you know, starting off at nothing with a tennis ball, where I ended up, you know, who would have thought that I would have been where I was with, we didn't even know what a baseball was at the time. That's how I got started. That was my first memory of playing. That was in Calgary. I wanted to be in sports. I wanted to play. It wasn't just baseball. I played everything. Like everything I played to the best of my ability. So I just continued on, like the next season, the next level, and I was good. So you want to keep doing what you're good at, right? So I was good at it, so I just kept doing it. Natural athletic ability. At the time, you know, when I got into high school and then college, you know, I was the first one on the field and last one to leave. That was the only way I could stay on the field. But beforehand, like in high school, I was just an athlete. But then after that, I had to find ways to get better, you know what I mean? And that's where health and nutrition came in, because I was always in the weight room. I was always reading nutrition because I had to find out how to get stronger, how to get faster. After high school, I wanted to pursue baseball. That's the sport I chose out of the numerous ones I played. So that's the one I wanted to see where I could go with. So I always wanted to go to college, be a college athlete, and carry on. So I found a school in California, and I walked on. Actually, that was a big achievement when you look back at it, because most kids that show up are recruited or invited out. And I pretty much just showed up with a bat and glove and said I want to play. So I made it through tryouts, and I made it into the lineup. After college, I wanted to continue pursuing baseball. I felt like I hadn't reached my peak, and I wanted to get better and see what I could do with it. Once you graduate college, you only have so many years of eligibility. So when eligibility is up, if you don't get drafted, if you don't sign a professional contract, you're basically done. You're playing softball on the weekends. There's something called independent baseball, which is professional baseball, just a different route to play every day, to play at a high level, to get paid, right? So not getting drafted, it's very, very difficult to get into affiliated baseball, which is different than independent baseball. Affiliated is like with the Blue Jays minor league system. So I knew I wanted to continue to play, and you have to get seen. You have to find someone, knows someone that knows someone. You have to find someone that sees you and likes what you have. So in Los Angeles, there's people everywhere. There's scouts, there's teams, there's leagues. Any professional coach or manager will tell you the longer you're on the field, the better chance you're going to have of being seen. I packed up my bags, everything I could fit in my car, and headed straight to Los Angeles. I was there a couple summers. I really liked it there. And there's baseball just about every day of the week. So that's what I did. I landed in Los Angeles and started playing ball 5 days a week. And that was really important, to be on the field, to not only be seen, but to get better. Playing that often is hard to replace skill-wise, the mental game, in every part of baseball in general. From there, I go to Arizona in an Arizona Winter League. So to prepare for this league, I find a trainer, a speed trainer, someone that's going to help me get, you know, faster and stronger. I need to be in the best shape of my life to go into this league and playing at this level I've never been at before. So I go in with full confidence. I'm feeling great, and we start the league, and that was the first time I realized that I could play at the next level. I could play with professional athletes, and you know, I was good enough to hang with them. Arizona was a great experience. after that, I was able to sign my first professional baseball contract in Houston, Texas. So once again, I packed up all my bags, headed halfway across the U.S., and landed in a house full of definitely the best baseball players I've ever seen or played with, and some of the best athletes around. We found out that that contract that we signed was only for spring training. It wasn't for the actual team. So it was an eye-opening experience to be around that many guys. We had more than double the guys at each position that we were supposed to have. So day in, day out, we had to fight for a position. We were practicing twice a day. Didn't matter how you were feeling or if you were injured or what, you had to play and you had to get the job done. Otherwise, you lost your spot. You didn't have a chance to compete anymore. One of the biggest achievements of my career was getting through those tryouts, getting through that spring training and making the starting lineup, because every minute of it was a grind, and I was able to get through it and be recognized as one of the best players there. After Houston, this is when I kind of bump into personal training. I started working at a gym, and people would ask questions. They'd want to know how to work a certain muscle group, how to stretch another one, how to eat right, what to eat before or after workouts. And you know, I kind of thought that was general knowledge from the way I've been living. You know, that kind of stuff was second nature. We had to know how to exercise or strengthen or stretch or supplement our bodies to stay on the field and to be active. So, you know, that was right up my alley. That was what I've been doing for the last however many years. So that kind of stuff was second nature to me. It was pretty easy to answer those questions, which brought more people asking the same kind of questions. I was always determined and like devoted and focused on what I wanted to accomplish and get after. And I was a good athlete. I was always one of the better ones in high school. Then we get to college, and I'm just another number. I'm not standing out anymore. I needed to find an edge. So I devoted everything I had to finding that edge, which was where health and nutrition came in. And through that, I was always known as someone to go talk to. I never even thought of that beforehand. But even growing up in college and in continuing on, people would always ask me what workouts I should do, what I should be eating, because that's what I was studying, that's what I was focused on. So for that, just to kind of fall into personal training, you know, it was just second nature. That's been happening. It's always been happening. So, you know, helping people is always something I like to do. So I didn't think, oh, I don't want to go to work today. I got to answer this guy's question today. It was something that I enjoy. So making a profession out of that or getting paid to do that was just went hand in hand. So just as personal training kind of started to take off, baseball was still always on my mind, something I still had a passion and a love for. So I found an opportunity to go to Australia. So we sent some numbers, sent some emails back and forth, and before I knew it, I was on the next flight to Australia. Australia was a great experience. The same thing with anything moving on. You have to know someone to know someone. I found someone in Germany that was looking for a player like me. We sent numbers back and forth, emails. Negotiations went through, and I landed in Germany. Germany was a different experience. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to share was no matter how difficult things were, like being in Germany, different language, different transportation, different way of life, I was always able to perform on the field no matter how difficult things were off the field. So that was something that was important to me. After Germany, there's another winter league. I've been talking to a coach that was interested in my numbers. I sent him some numbers. He told me to come down to this Palm Springs league. He wants to see me play. I go right after Germany. I head to Palm Springs and play another winter league there. Palm Springs ended a few months ago, so I'm back here visiting friends and family, and I find myself back into personal training 100%. So this is where I am today. We're here recording the show. I wanted to get my story out there. I wanted to reach as many people as we could to show you that it's possible to reach goals and follow your dreams and to be successful in different areas of life. So We have a lot of things going on that we're going to talk about.
Right now, we have some great outdoor workouts going on. We have an innovative program I've put together. I've taken the best parts from each program I've found, from circuit, from high intensity, from yoga, Pilates. We have everything. I put everything together. We had a great program. We have little props. We're doing functional exercises. We're using our bodies to get up and down, to move around. So we've only been going for 8 weeks, and we've already seen some great results. Everybody's working hard. Everyone's putting 100% in. They've jumped in with 2 feet. We do have 2 people that have stood out and have really been doing amazing things. We have Anna Papke, that's lost 9.35% of body fat, and Leanne De Bruyn, who's lost 6.35% of body fat too. With my program, I did offer a few incentives this time around. You know, we're serious about results, and we want to do what we can to encourage people to reach their goals and take that extra step. So what I've done is go around to the community and talk to health and fitness people that want to help us out and contribute to us. So for our first prize, that's Anna Papke. We have Alicia Brotnoff. She's from Urban Roots, and she's a hairstylist. She's donating a $100 gift certificate. Shannon Piggott's RMT. She's a registered massage therapist. She's donating an hour massage. And then I'm offering a free 3-day-a-week membership also. And then for Leanne, we have Allie Nin from the Yoga Home. She's offering 5 free sessions. We have Simple Life Celebrations, who are organizational specialists. They're offering an hour mini session. On top of that, I'm offering a month membership 2 days a week. So we talked with business owners, and they wanted to contribute, and they kind of wanted to be a part of what we're doing. It wasn't a plan. It was like, I didn't want that external motivation. I wanted the ladies to do it for themselves. I want them to gain confidence and do something for their confidence, for themselves, and stop putting themselves last on the list. So they had no idea we were offering anything. That was never said or discussed. So this is the first time they're hearing about it too. So that's where we're at. My name is Drew Taddea with True Form, and you're all welcome to join us. We'd love to have you out there. We're changing people's lives, and we want you to be a part of it. We're at Deer Meadow Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 7 p.m. Rain or shine, we go at even on holidays. We're in Didsbury, Tuesday, Thursday, Ross Ford Elementary at 7 p.m. We've also got this show coming out for you, Exploring Mind and Body by True Form's Drew Taddea, fitness expert. We're airing on 96.5 CKFM. We've got all kinds of things planned for you. We have recipes of the week. We have exercise. We have a nutritionist, live testimonials. Everything's directed toward you to help you learn about health and fitness. This is something you're going to want to tune into, and something that we're all excited about. My program wouldn't be possible without some of the people involved that I'd like to thank. We have Miranda Taylor. She's an RMT. Nutter's Health Food Stores. Quiznos. The show wouldn't be possible without Riviera Massage and Day Spa. Darlene's been great. She's been patient, and she's supported me every time I went in there. We have Rick at Health Street. They're sponsoring us. We're going to do some stuff with him. And the CLC's been great. They've welcomed me since day one. So thanks very much to all our sponsors. We couldn't do what we're trying to accomplish without you. I'm Drew Taddea, fitness expert with True Form, host of your show. Tune in next week. If you need to get in touch with me beforehand, you can visit my website, trueformlife.com.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form's Drew Taddea, fitness expert. For more on True Form's Drew Taddea, visit trueformlife.com or call 403-510-4915. True Form's programming would not be possible without the support of GDK Gravel, serving Mountain View County. Call them today at 1-877-335-2091.